Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, today I thought we'd talk about empowered women. And that idea came up quite a while ago when we were actually parked in a downtown area. I think I just got done feeding us some lunch, and an elderly man came up to the van, and Brother James got to witness to him. And right after that, Brother James said, "Hey, look at that bench out there." And so I went out there, and it said, "Donated by 100 empowered women." Yeah, so I'm sure you sisters realize that it's referring to feminism. And so, I don't know, it got me to thinking about that. You know, the world sees empowerment for women in one way, and God sees empowerment for women in another. And not just women, but we're women, so that's what we're going to kind of focus on here. And so I thought we'd look at the definition of empowered. And it means, let's see, to make someone stronger and more confident, especially in controlling their life and claiming their rights, having the knowledge, confidence, means, or ability to do things or make decisions for oneself. So as we read that description or their definition of empowered for women in the feministic view type thing, it's basically the empowerment of women to not be under the authority of men. Feminism. And the basis of it is so contrary to the Word of God that we see in the Scriptures, and I wanted to read some of them. Genesis 3:16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee." And 1 Corinthians 11:9, "Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." And 1 Timothy 2:11-14, "Let the women learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence, for Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression." And I'm going to keep going here a few more. Ephesians 5:22-23, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." And Colossians 3:18, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as is fit in the Lord." And 1 Peter 3:1, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives." And so there's more, but that should be enough to prove feminism and the empowered woman mindset today is a sinful concept. But I also want to say, in saying that, a woman, her role is not what a lot of people think. It's not just a servant to a man. She's a helpmeet with him. And we see that in Genesis 2:18, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." So the Greek word, the Hebrew word for helpmeet is azer, which means one who helps, a succor. And we also, as I look up that word through the rest of the Scriptures, we see examples of that word being used with God as being a helper. Of course, we're not God and we don't have his power, but it kind of gives you a parallel example of what kind of helper it is. So we're to be a helper to a husband, and I'll read some scripture verses where God is a helper to his people. Let's see, Deuteronomy 33:26. "There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky." Psalm 115:9. "O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." Psalm 121:2. "My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Hosea 13:9. "O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help." So we see there's a lot more. You can go look them up yourself if you want. Just like God is a great and a strong helper with his people, we women can be a strong and a good help with our husbands. But also, in saying that, We have to be real careful, because when it comes to making the final decision on something and the leadership in the body and not usurping the authority over a man, the men are to be the leaders, excuse me, and the women are to submit to their authority. And what I kind of want to talk about is today we see both sides of the ditch, which we were just talking about, empowered women. And what we see is there's some groups out there where the men just tell the women what to do and they just follow and be servants to the men. And then we see the other side where the women are feminized and rule the men. But there is an in-between that we see from the scriptures that a woman is involved with and a helpmeet with her husband and with the men, the women as a body of believers in with the men. And it is a powerful helper. And we can see that, because if we are like a powerful, a good, a strong helper as a helpmeet, using that word azar, that's the same as God being the helper to us. And like I said, we're not like comparing ourselves to God, but it's the action of what we're doing. So anyway, what we see in scriptures, God uses women in great ways, not just men. And I wanted to go through some of this to show how, you know, women are not pressed down, they're not oppressed in the Bible. Maybe man is sinful, he's going to do whatever he does. But if you take the whole concept and you see how it is, we see the headship role, but yet we also see the women and the men working together, her being the helper with him, him having the ultimate authority, the headship order that God has set up. So anyway, I want to talk about some of the women and how they were used by God. And maybe some of you don't know this, but there were prophetesses in the Old Testament. And we continue to see certain things like that in the New Testament. And I know a sister kind of mentioned that, you know, I did an audio that kind of pointed some of these out, and I thought I would do that again in this one. She said that was a great help to her, showing how women can be very active in the things of God, but yet we do have our order. So I'm just going to go through some of the prophetesses. We've got Miriam in Exodus 15, Deborah in Judges 4, Huldah in 2 Chronicles and 2 Kings. Isaiah called his wife a prophetess in Isaiah 8. Anna in Luke 2. Philip's four daughters in Acts 21. We see that women will prophesy in 1 Corinthians 11. And in Acts 2, we see the reference of Joel, where the sons and daughters will prophesy, or prophecy. I don't know how to pronounce that word. But anyway, those are just some of the examples there. And I wanted to look at some more women in the Bible that, you know, they weren't just sitting there doing nothing, being told what to do by the men. They were active in the things of God. We can see Esther, who helped save the Jews in the book of Esther, of course, and Abigail, who made peace with David in 1 Samuel, Priscilla, who helped with Apollos with her husband Aquila, and she was also commended by Paul as a co-laborer. And what that means is there is like a companion, a co-worker in Christ. And we see that in Romans 16. And then Jesus revealed himself to the Samaritan woman in the well, or not in the well. She wasn't in the well. She was at the well in John 4. And then she goes into town and tells all the men. And so we also see women traveled with Jesus from Galilee to Jerusalem. That's in, I think, Mark 15 and Luke 8. Got my note here. And then Jesus reveals himself to Mary after the men had already been there. I don't know what that's all about, but he revealed himself to her in John 20. And then we also see in Matthew 28, an angel of the Lord tells the women to go tell the men that Christ has risen. And so I say all that basically because I want to show the importance of women in the eyes of God and how he can use them greatly. And we see women being a big part of the Great Commission to go and preach the gospel to the lost. And I want to go back on that word preach. Technically, we can preach the word of God to the lost. We're preaching it to them. But today, it's been so warped where they say preaching is what you're doing, you know, standing up on a great big box and shouting out to masses of people and preaching the word of God. I'm not talking about that. There's a way that women should be doing it, and that's a whole nother discussion. But anyway, we sister saints, we're laborers for Christ, and we can do it along with the men in the proclamation of the gospel is what I'm trying to say. keeping in within the headship order. And so we sister saints, this is awesome, we're biblically empowered through Christ in so many ways. And we got the awesome power of the Word of God in Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We have the power to obey God over man. Acts 5:29. And then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. That's pretty awesome. Is that the part where they were told not to, and then the next day it's like, hey, they're out there preaching after they were told not to? Talk about power there. And, oh, I love this one. We are, sisters, we got empowerment. We have empowerment through Christ. And as I go through these things, it's like, yeah, hallelujah. I'm so thankful to be set free from all that so-called empowerment of the world and Satan's grips. Yeah, they don't realize it, but we're here to share that with them. But anyway, we're empowered to resist the devil. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And sisters, we have the power to do, you know this one, all things through Christ. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And I love this one here. We have the power to overcome the spirits of the dark side of Satan. 1 John 4:3-4. And every spirit that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome then, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How much more empowerment do we need than that? Well, we got more. A whole lot more, but I'm just going to read a few more. Let's see, Galatians 5:16, we have the power to deny our flesh. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And we have power to not grow weary. I love that. 2 Corinthians 4:15-16. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And how about this one? 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yeah, praise God for that sound mind thing. I didn't have a sound mind before Christ. And this one, 1 Corinthians 1:18. Yep. For the preaching of the cross is to them that is perishing. No, let me start that again. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the what? The power of God. Wow, that is so amazing. And this one too, 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So yeah, praise God, sisters. Look at all the empowerment we have in the Word of God through his strength and by the Holy Spirit. And hold on, I got one more here. Oh yeah, you know what? Can I hear an amen from my sisters who know this? And we all love this one too. We love them all, but yeah, this one here. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Yes, amen. Hallelujah, I love that. And I'm going to leave us off with this one. This is a warning. Isaiah 3:12. And this is what we see in the world, and hopefully not in his people today. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. We don't want to be doing that, sisters. We have the empowerment of God to be godly, holy, sister saints. All right, sorry about that. There's a pause in there because I had a distraction there. But anyway, I'll just say, I just read Isaiah 3:12. Yeah, I guess all I was going to say was, praise the Lord for his power to set us free from the grips of Satan. Wow, amen. And now we're empowered to live for him as godly, holy women. So anyway, I'm going to leave it off there. Love to you all. Hopefully that was encouraging. And let us give thanks to the Lord who gives us his power. Amen. May God be praised.